516, 654-4059. Now, back to the music.
I don't want to know. Here we go with the show, first to thank you all for being with us. We're gonna start, everybody's gonna have a ball. I hope you join us. Come on, dance to the rhythm that you're gonna hear. Clap your hands, keep moving. Take a chance, but the simple people come on in. Step your feet and let's do it.
This time you all.
job. So you went to school. Your daddy went to slap. What's the thing about the wheels? We'll be right back.
sea, let's carry me back to the shore. If the wind was calm and I could see my reflection, I would ask her to answer this question. What's beyond my horizon?
Listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frank in Queens. Glad you can join me here on another fine Super Tuesday, as it is the Hard Stuff program that kicks off each and every Super Tuesday here on Rock and Soul Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Started off the first set of tonight's episode with some more modern sounds. We like to change things up every now and then here on Hard Stuff and showcase some of the newer bands, the newer blood in the Hard Stuff scene. And that's exactly what we did with the first half of tonight's show. I'm going to tell you what you heard in tonight's first set. And of course, while I'm doing that, head on over to our webpage at rockandsoulradio.org. Check out the Accu playlist there. You could also jump in on the conversation going on in the off-talked about comments board. Do so if you feel so inclined. I'll be chiming in from time to time during the show as well when time permits. We ended tonight's first set of music with a band out of Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're a regular listener of the Hard Stuff program, you've heard them before. That was the Sonic Dawn. We went all the way back to their debut LP, the Perception LP from 2015, and played The Mustang. And the Sonic Dawn will be making a return appearance on the drop-in program this Saturday here on Rock and Soul Radio, but more on that in just a little bit. Prior to the Sonic Dawn, we heard from Jowdy with La Fuerza, taking off their latest release from 2023, the Destroy All Monsters album. Jowdy, originally from Venezuela, now based out of New York City. They did a live set on Evan Funk Davies' show back on April 3rd, a phenomenal set. You can check it out on Evan's archive at wfmu.org, or I've posted a link to that archive page on my playlist as well, so you can check it out there. Prior to Jowdy, we went to Bedford, UK, and heard from Wolf People with Night Witch, taking off what seems to be their final album from 2016, the Ruins LP. Bands don't really break up anymore forever. Let's face it, folks, they just go on hiatus, and that's exactly what Wolf People seem to have done. They're on indefinite hiatus, as the band calls it, but hopefully that ends soon and they get back to putting out new music, because I really, really love that band. An interesting blend of heavier progressive sounds with some UK folk elements thrown in. Interesting stuff. Great, great band. Hope they get back at it soon. Prior to Wolf People, we heard from Salt Lick with Into the Night, taken off their lone self-titled LP from 2019. Salt Lick features Lance Barisi, co-owner of Permanent Records and co-compiler of the Brown Acid compilation series on Riding Easy Records. And of course, the new Brown Acid will be coming out on Saturday, and we'll be highlighting that new installment on next week's edition of the Hard Stuff program. So be sure to tune in for that. Prior to Salt Lick, we heard from Admiral St. Sir Cloudesley Shovel with Hawkline Monkster, taking off their third LP from 2016, Keep It Greasy LP. That was their third album and the last with the original lineup. Prior to the Admiral, we heard from Black Mountain with Stormy High. That was taken off their second LP from 2008, the In the Future LP, Black Mountain, hailing out of Vancouver, Canada. And starting off the set and the show like we always do was the theme to the Hard Stuff program. And that was the show part one with Irish Coffee, taken off a 1971 German 7-inch on the Pirates label. Very, very quickly, because it is yet another action-packed week here on Rock and Soul Radio. I want to tell you what's happening. I'll give you some of the highlights, what's happening on the WFMU Mothership and here on Rock and Soul Radio. Tomorrow night, April 17th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, it's another celebration here on Rock and Soul Radio. Stu Rutherford will be presenting Milestoned, his 100th episode. And this week's show features a song. It's going to be featuring a set of songs in anticipation of the upcoming Hookah holiday. So come and join in on the centennial celebration going on there. Once again, tomorrow night, April 17th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Rock and Soul Radio on the We're Out of Sight program. Then on Friday, April 19th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Chris Crash is once again filling in for Terry T on the Hooligan program. And this week, Chris is presenting the Electric Circuit for Street Syndicate Japanese All-Nighter Special. In the early 1980s, the Electric Circuit for Street Syndicate was a legendary all-nighter punk, new wave, and avant-garde music festival in Tokyo, Japan. Chris is going to take us back to the early 80s in Tokyo, featuring the amazing bands who headlined that iconoclastic festival. Once again, Friday, April 19th, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Rock and Soul Radio. Then on Saturday, 4:20, appropriately enough, we have an episode on the Crescent City Connection with Jason Isaac, Fire on the Bayou 420 in New Orleans. The influence of cannabis in New Orleans music can be traced all the way back to the beginning on 420, the Crescent City Connection. Will get you fired up for the Smokers Holiday with an hour of New Orleans jazz, funk, and soul celebrating the super bad herb. Be sure to tune in for that, folks. Jason always does a stellar job with his New Orleans-centric show. Once again, Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on Rock and Soul Radio. And then immediately following the Crescent City Connection at 11 a.m. On the WFMU Mothership, Michael Shelley will be welcoming Paul Collins back to his show. Michael will be chatting with the King of Power Pop about his new album, Stand Back and Take a Good Look, and his long career, which started in 1974 with the formation of the phenomenal Nerves, one of my favorite bands of all time. Michael always does such a great interview. Be sure to tune in for that Saturday, April 20th, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the WFMU Mothership. And then a little bit later on, back here on Rock and Soul Radio at 6 p.m., it's The Drop-In. And as I mentioned before, the Sonic Dawn will be making a return appearance to The Drop-In program. They'll be once again dripping a dose of groovy psychedelia into your usual drop-in session on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio to help celebrate the 420 holiday. Get ready to get weird with your new friends from Denmark. Once again, Sonic Dawn return to The Drop-In program Saturday, April 20th, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Rock and Soul Radio. And remember, you can head on over to wfmu.org/upcoming to check out all the upcoming programming happening on WFMU and the affiliated streams this week and beyond. All right, for tonight's second set of music, we're going to go all the way back to the beginning. The first set featured more modern sounds. We're going to go back in this second set to the earliest days of the Hard Stuff scene, a set of songs out of UK that are more psychedelic, more psych and freak beat sounds, just before sowing the seeds for the Hard Stuff that came later. And we're going to start off this second set of music with a tune from The Gods. Here's You're My Life on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
sitting on a silver stick, he's watching silver stars, trying hard to piece together broken silver jars, feeling down and out of focus. Conscience disregarding feel, feeling down and out of focus.
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 Silver, take me away. Silver, light from my day. Ha! Silver, bring me the feeling I need. Go ya, find it too much, you must conceive.
just a standing my time. Yellow cab man, yellow cab man. Every day's a hustle, every day's a drag. Sitting 8 hours in a sweaty hot cab. Cops to give you tickets, trucks to make you swear. Driving round the city looking for a fare. Yellow cab man.
It's the Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Let me very quickly tell you what you heard in that second set of music because we're running out of time. We ended that second set with the track from The Gun. That was Yellow Cab Man, taking off their 1968 self-titled debut. The Gun featuring the Curtis Brothers, a.k.a. Adrian and Paul Gervitz. Prior to The Gun, we heard from The Yardbirds with Think About It, originally released in 1968 as the B-side to the Goodnight Sweet Josephine single. Got that off an expanded edition of The Little Games album put out on CD in 1996. Prior to The Yardbirds, we heard from The Creation with How Does It Feel to Feel? That was the U.S. version of the song, originally released in 1967, but grabbed that off the 2017 compilation Action Painting put out by the Numero Group. They originally recorded that song for UK release, then recut it for the U.S. release, which is my preferred version. But this Action Painting compilation has some of the tracks originally released in mono, remixed for stereo. And I got to say, while the engineers did a great job with the remix, I got to say, I just don't dig this song in stereo. I think the stereo mix, again, while done quite well, just loses the heft of the mono version, which makes it so special. So if I ever play that song on the Hard Stuff program, again, we will be going back to the mono version. But I wanted to play it for you so you can hear the stereo version. and make your own judgment about it. Prior to the creation, we heard from The Action with Follow Me, originally recorded in 67 as part of the demos for what was supposed to be their debut LP that never happened. The demos were shelved, the band split up, and the stuff remained unreleased until I think the late 80s or the early 90s, but I grabbed that off a 1997 issue of the collection called Rolled Gold, put out by the Dig the Fuzz Records label. Before The Action, we heard from Bulldog Breed with Silver, and that was taken off their 1969 Made in England LP. Grabbed that off a 2002 reissue on the Acme label, and of course Bulldog Breed, part of that revolving door scene in London that consisted of bands like Please, the aforementioned Gun, and eventually culminating in T2, who we heard on last week's program. Prior to Bulldog Breed, we heard from The Open Mind with Cast a Spell, originally released in 1968 as the B-side to the Magic Potion single, but I grabbed that off the fantastic compilation The Psychedelic Snarl, put out in 1984 by Bam Caruso, and we started off that second set of music with a track from The Gods that was You're My Life, originally released on the 1968 Genesis LP. Grabbed that off a 2015 Record Store Day reissue on the Parlophone label, and of course members of The Gods went on to play with various prog bands throughout the 70s, most notably Uriah Heep. Thanks for tuning into Hard Stuff this week. We're almost out of time. I'm going to leave you with one more, as I always do. But of course, I want to remind you that when we call it a night here at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, to keep your streams locked into Rock and Soul Radio for the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup. And that's going to continue on immediately following Hard Stuff with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Between 8 and 9 p.m., we got the Rock and Soul AI Bunny spinning you your requests. And then rounding out the evening here on Rock and Soul from 9 to 11, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final song, we're going to hear another one from that late 60s UK psychedelic freakbeat scene. We're going to hear a track from The Pink Floyd. Here's Point Me at the Sky. Once again, this has been Hard Stuff. I'm Frank in Queens. Thanks for joining me this week. Hope to see you back here next week for another installment of the Hard Stuff program, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, Jane, this is Henry McLean, and I've finished my beautiful flying machine, and I'm ringing to say that I'm leaving, and maybe you'd like to fly with me and hide with me, baby. Isn't it strange how little we change? Isn't it sad we're insane? Playing the games that we know end in tears, the games we've been playing for thousands and thousands and thousands. Survive till 2005. I hope you're exceedingly thin. For if you are stout, you will have to breathe out while the people around you breathe in, breathe in. We'll be right back.
and the hits just keep on coming.
am you. I am you. I am you. I am you.
Why I ain't had a white stripes? What's up with that?
What?
The white stripes. Was the white stripes song good enough for you? Is that what it is?
Do
they have too much bass in their music? Is it because they're from Detroit? Is it because it's just two of them? They're white. I mean, what's up?
Okay, my name is Jack, and this is my sister Megan Will from Detroit, Michigan. And she's gonna sing this next song with us called Hotel Yorba. I was watching. Yeah, for me to think sound is thoughts like these. Oh, but I'm so tired of acting tough, and I'm gonna do what I please. Let's get married in a big cathedral by a priest. Cause if I'm the man you love the most, say I do at least. Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, take the elevator, hotel you over, better see a letter. All I got inside is making scene. In 4, 5, 6, 7, grab your umbrella. Thank you, California. Very much so. My sister thanks you, and I thank you. Good night.
How's everyone doing this evening? We are the Black Keys from Akron, Ohio. Gonna play some songs for you.